Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And guys, I'm excited. I'm excited because, first of all, we have two amazing guests, which I will get to in a second. But I'm also excited because we're talking about a topic that I absolutely love. And if you've been following me on social, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know how great and big my love is for cannabis. And so with me, without further ado, because we're going to jump right into things, I want to introduce you to our guests. We've got Jen Newton, and she is the creator of High Tea Life, and also the creator of Elderflower, and the chief love officer at Kind Magazine. And I'm going to get her to elaborate, but first I want to introduce you to our second guest, Mandy Harlan, and she's joining us from sunny Florida. Man, I wish we had some sun here. She's also the Florida marijuana mentor and educator, and she's also an educator at Elderflower. So, Jen and Mandy, thank you so much for joining me, because honestly, these are like my favorite conversations to have.
Anything cannabis. And there's so much to talk about. I'm glad to be back talking about
right?
Hi, guys.
So, Jen, can you fill us in first on High Tea Life? And what Elderflower and Kind Magazine, what are, because you have a lot of jobs, you wear a lot of hats, lady. Like, what are these things?
A lot of things in bloom, that's for sure. Well, first I started High Tea Life, which is a platform for women dedicated to elevating cannabis within culture. So it's a podcast, it's a store, it's events, it's so much more. Then I found that a lot of the conversations I was having about cannabis and helping illuminate and educate in cannabis were with people who were my kind of senior friends, my mom, her friends, my grandparents and their friends. So we created Elderflower, which is cannabis wisdom for aging in the age of cannabis. And it's an education and knowledge tool to help older people understand how to navigate cannabis for aging and all the different ailments that come with that, but also help younger people have those conversations with the people in their lives. And then I also work at Kind Magazine, which is Canada's cannabis culture magazine. It's found in almost every legal retailer across Canada and every legal board. And I'm all about spreading the love in social and bringing ideas to life and helping the community grow. So that's what I'm up to there. Excited to be back.
I'm so excited to have you back too. And I know that Kind Magazine has an event coming up, which we will get to later on, because it is an event that all of you listening at home, if you share this love for cannabis like we do, then you're going to want to go and check it out. And Mandy, Florida marijuana mentor and educator, and also the educator, an educator for Elderflower that you work with Jen on that. So what is that about?
Yeah, good question. So in the state of Florida, we have a medical program only, but it's very full. We have 600,000 patients here in the state. And I became a patient myself a few years ago because I have Crohn's disease, and that's what I turned to cannabis first primarily for. But then I realized the doctors really weren't explaining things. No one was really helping patients understand the medicine. So I bridged that gap. I started an education company, a consultation company, where I just work with individuals and help break that stigma, help educate them. I used to be very against cannabis. I thought it was literally the devil's lettuce. I didn't want to be around you.
It's the Lord's kale.
I didn't touch it. So I just try to share those little snippets of knowledge that made me go, oh, wow, this is really just a plant. And so that's what I try to give back and to have people be comfortable with it, because it is such an important tool to live a quality of life that has little to no side effects other than positive. So yes, right? That is what I do. I spread the word. And part of that was joining, we have a lot of seniors here in Florida. So in the Villages, which is the largest retirement community in the United States, there's over 100,000 residents. A lot of them were using medical cannabis, but there was still a lot of those questions because doctors just weren't explaining it fully. So my mom and I started the Medical Marijuana Club of the Villages. So
that's
we have,
amazing.
Yes, it's incredible. It's over 80 members right now, all over the age of 55. And it is the highlight. We meet once a month and I look forward to it every month.
I want to be a fly on the wall in one of those meetings. Can you like zoom me in?
Yes, you are welcome to join anytime.
So I am like super excited because for those of you guys listening at home, we've got two amazing women joining us on the show today, two educated women when it comes, well, educated women in general, but more specifically when it comes to cannabis and the lifestyle and what it can do for us on a medicinal level. And there's the rec level too, which I love and enjoy, but there is the whole medical aspect to it. And like you said, Mandy, you're like, at first I thought it was the devil's lettuce. I was against it, didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I'd like to think that the stigma is shifting, but there's still a lot of people that think like that, you know, that stereotypical mindset. And so I want to know from you guys, when it comes to the medical side of things, give us, for those listening at home that are probably like, you know, have no idea about this stuff and don't know where to start, like, what are some of like the great positives that this amazing magical plant can help us with?
Oh, there's so many.
There's so many. I'll let Mandy get into the science because that's really her expertise. But I just wanted to point out when you were bringing up, you know, the conversation of medicinal versus recreational. And, you know, there is a segment of society that's truly using the plant for true medicinal purposes. But in general, I think the majority of us are using it for wellness reasons. And even yes. if you start exploring it, or your mindset at first is around recreation and getting silly with it or subbing it out instead of wine, for example, in reality, you start to realize that it's actually helping you on a wellness level. It's helping your digestive system. It's helping you sleep better. Really, we all possess, I always come on the show and start to rant about the endocannabinoid system. And then I love it. We lose people, right? But in reality, our body has this map. We have an endocannabinoid system, just like we have a central nervous system and all these other things. And it's a map throughout our body of endocannabinoid receptors. They produce endocannabinoids ourselves. We produce cannabinoids through our own like breast milk and in our own bodies, but they also receive the plant, and we're kind of built to receive the plant. And what it ends up doing is whatever system in your body is out of whack, it could be your sleep system, digestive system, central nervous system, pain, you know, everyone is experiencing something different. That's just life. It helps to reset and get you back into an equilibrium, or what's known as homeostasis, if you remember like grade 7 biology.
Yep, exactly.
Right. Yep. Which is why Mandy and I rant about using more than just CBD. Why we're talking about CBG, CBN, THC, why you truly need THC for pain, why isolating THC without the rest can sometimes lead to some of the experiences you were talking about you had last night, because it's a plant.
And I'll get to that. That was just off the air, but I'll get to that.
Fina spilled the tea. But you know, it's a plant, and it's not that wild of a school of thought to think that as humans, we're supposed to work with the plants that grow on Earth.
Right? Yeah. It seems so natural and so logical, but yet we're still fighting. Like I said, hopefully it's not as bad as it used to be and things are, you know, like people are getting on board with it, but we're still fighting those stigmas and the stereotypes. So Mandy, what are your thoughts and views on the medicinal part?
Yeah. And Jen's, I mean, absolutely correct. That's what I dive into talking about is the endocannabinoid system. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that cannabis was used in the 1930s, it's in our early pharmacopoeias. Cannabis was in all of the tinctures that you found at your local drugstore. But what happened was, is it actually got turned into a political agenda and it got turned into more than just the plant. And people didn't realize that it was something they were already consuming that was already in all of their medicine. And again, it's because we have an endocannabinoid system. So, and as Jen explained, what that means is it's like a lock and key system. THC, other cannabinoids literally bind like a key to a lock and they influence your endocannabinoid system. And what that system does is it regulates your appetite, it regulates your mood, it regulates pain, temperature. So if that system is out of balance and you consume cannabis, again, like a lock and key, it will just go straight in and it will help balance that system out. So it's literally, we produce our own endocannabinoids. So everyone thinks THC is so incredible. Well, we make our own. So, you know, like a runner's high,
yeah.
You produce anandamide. Anandamide is an endocannabinoid. So it actually mimics THC, but we make it ourselves.
Oh, cool.
So literally it's just a plant growing out of the ground that supplements what we make on our own naturally. Why
no hangover? No hangover too.
I know, that's like my favorite part. No hangover. Oh, we are talking all things cannabis on the show today. You're not gonna want to miss it. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back with more. We've got Jen Newton and we've got Mandy Harlan on the show. It's the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Now back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And guys, we're talking cannabis on the show. And I'm super happy about it because I love cannabis and I don't hide it. I talk about it all the time. I use it all the time. And honestly, it's what's been helping me stay sane during this, what seems like a never-ending pandemic. Joining me on the show, I've got Jen Newton. She is the creator of High Tea Life, the creator of Elderflower, and the chief love officer at Kind Magazine. And from sunny, beautiful Florida, we've got Mandy Harlan, and she is the Florida marijuana mentor and educator, and she's also an educator at Elderflower with Jen. So ladies, before the break, we were just talking about like how amazing this plant is and how our bodies are made to receive this beautiful, magical plant. And it can help us with so many different things. But just now I mentioned this pandemic, this never-ending pandemic. And I have always had a bit of anxiety, but throughout this pandemic, that has skyrocketed. Depression, stress. And I know that I'm not the only one. So how have things been for you guys?
I used to have a little rule for myself where I didn't consume early in the week. You know, it's like limiting your bottles of wine. That's gone out the window.
I watched that on Instagram from afar. I was like, how the hell is she doing that now?
Jen, what about you? Like,
well, you know, the last time we spoke, it was the first month of
the pandemic, COVID. March 2020.
Yeah. It was the first, I think it might've been March or April of 2020. So I think we all had a little bit of sparkle and positivity in our life, but it's been interesting trying to navigate it. I mean, you mentioned all the reasons that we know that the mental health crisis has gone up throughout COVID. We know that people who weren't experiencing stress before are. We know that people who do experience stress, anxiety, mental health issues, you know, are feeling it all the more so. And then there's just things, you know, there's normal experiences like loneliness, like boredom and needing to break up monotony and things like that, which, you know, the pattern of turning to a wellness tool like cannabis versus something like alcohol in those moments, you know, can be, it's a much more holistic and healthier choice. But, you know, apparently 20% of Canadians are now using cannabis, which is up from 14% pre-pandemic. And I understand that. I'm getting tons of questions around how to start, how to navigate. people and also for their pets too. But that's a whole other conversation.
Let's not forget about the fur babies. I know so many of
family
them that are on cannabis. You know what I mean? So Jen, one thing that I didn't talk about in the last segment, but you just said it again now. You were talking about using cannabis as a wellness tool. And I really like that because I think that is a nice mix between the medicinal and the recreational. And I have to say, like, I'm a Reiki practitioner myself, and I like to just indulge. You know, I'm in bed at night, I'll like take an edible, or I'll take some oil, or smoke a joint, or use my vape. And then I will just do some deep breathing, maybe some meditation, some self-Reiki. And that has helped me a great deal. Jen, I know through the break, we were talking about, you'd mentioned some numbers that CAMH put out, which is the Canadian Center of Mental Health.
Yeah, CAMH put out a study earlier in the year that said that half of cannabis users have increased their consumption throughout just even the first and second waves of lockdown. So now what are we into the fourth? So people who use cannabis end up being quite well aware of what it's bringing to their lives in terms of medicinal or in terms of a wellness perspective.
Standpoint, yeah.
I always say CBD is turnkey to wellness, and really it's a bridge and a conversation that allows people to dip their toes in and start to experience the benefits of the plant. But I mean, you can start to experience the benefits of the plant without getting high, even through things like topicals, which can include, you know, that's what, you know, things you put on your skin. Because those can include CBD, CBG, CBN, and also THC, which really is what helps for pain. And, you know, allow you to experience that in your body without actually experiencing intoxication. So there's really ways for everyone to find their way to the plant and to the benefits of the plant. It doesn't necessarily need to be like, whoa, I got messed up, or whoa, I'm, you know, I want to take some oil or smoke a bong and go meditate. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. Yeah. It can be helping your body through pain in the day with tinctures and salves, and then, you know, putting the kids to bed and experiencing something else, you know, whatever you choose.
Yeah. But you can use it however you want. That's the beauty of it. If you want to get high and have a great time, you can do that. If you want to chill out, if you want something to help you sleep without having to jump into pharmaceutical like products, you can do that. Jen, you just mentioned something, and I want Mandy to talk on this. You were saying, you know, CBD, THC, CBG. For those listening at home that probably have no idea, like, I'm going to be honest with you.
WTF.
That's what I think about when we talk about the pandemic. But I know CBD, I know THC, you know, so let's start there. And then like CBG, I'm being totally honest, it's the first time I heard of CBG today. Yeah. Today was the first time I heard about it. So, okay. CBD, THC, what's the difference here?
Yep.
For those at home that probably have no idea.
Yeah. So there's actually 113 different cannabinoids. So THC is a cannabinoid, CBD is a cannabinoid, CBG, THCV. Like I said, there's 113 of them.
Wow.
And what's beautiful about it is THC and CBD are the most prevalent. So they're found in the highest quantity in the plant. CBD is obviously found in high quantities in hemp. And THC is found in high quantities in marijuana or in cannabis. They both fall under the cannabis umbrella. That is a little debate in the industry, but and each one has its own special abilities. So what I like to say, just to give an easy comparison, is CBD is like aspirin. So CBD is actually going to the core and it's reducing inflammation. It helps with bone density. It helps with anxiety, but it's not going to give you that euphoric effect. I say that it is still psychoactive because it is having an effect on your brain. You have those receptors in your brain and it's helping keep your brain healthy, but you won't feel euphoric. THC is like Tylenol, where it scrambles the signal. So it is very psychoactive, very euphoric, and it takes pain away because it just blocks the signal. So that's why I believe everyone should be on CBD and THC as a combination. And they work together. And that's the beauty about cannabis, is that you can really create what you need in that moment. So let's say I am having a day where I cannot focus. I'm going to take CBG. CBG is known to help with Huntington's disease. It's known to help greatly with the mind. After I got COVID, I actually took it and it helped clear that brain fog. So it just helps me find my words better. It does not make you euphoric. And then let's say I have a great day and then I'm tired and I want to relax. I get in the bath with a bath bomb, with a CBD bath bomb. So like Jen said, you can play with what you're using and consuming. You can also play with your ratios. The more CBD you take, the less euphoric you'll feel. So that's why those ratioed products, where like maybe it's a 9-part CBD to 1-part THC, those are really great for throughout the day because they're going to give you that slight pain relief. They're going to give you that anti-inflammatory effect, but you're not going to feel super high. So you can really control the strength of that THC that you feel throughout the day. CBG is fantastic also for gut health. So as a person with Crohn's disease, it's helped me greatly. Wow. I take it every morning as well. So each one has its own little specialty. So THCA is an acid. It's THC. When you smoke THC or consume THC as a concentrate, it had to be heated first for it to give you that euphoric effect. Mm-hmm. You know, the movie, what is it? I think it's Super Bad, where he just pops a bud in his mouth and eats all of it as fast as he can. And you think he's going to be super high. Well, you won't be high at all. So that's a myth. That's the movie. You can eat as much of the raw plant as you want and you will not feel euphoric. And what you're consuming is THCA. Also very, very insanely good for inflammation and antibacterial. People juice it. They put it in their smoothies. So wow. There's a ton of different ways to consume and a ton of different cannabinoids to find what works for you. And that's where the knowledge comes in. That's where the education comes in, because it's really do-it-yourself medicine.
Yes. Yeah. And I really like that. I like the fact that it's like, you know, if you're, I want to try something different. I want to try and get off these meds that the doctor prescribed. I want to try and go something a little bit more natural, but I'm scared because, you know, cannabis, oh, I don't know. It's right. the devil's lettuce, you know, or I'm going to be high. So does that mean I can only take it at night? But no, with CBD, it is something that you can take daily throughout the day and still function without a problem.
Yeah, I got my mom off sleeping pills. My mom was relying on half a lorazepam every night. And I'm like, this is not good. Yeah. So, you know, I started introducing her to CBD. I started introducing her to CBN is actually the cannabinoid that helps with sleep.
That's what I need.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are kind of, you know, turning to CBD and being like, well, it kind of helped, but you know, you really need CBN. So there's all sorts of things and you really need to do a lot of research there. But you know, even now even if she's mad at my dad, she's like, I just took a nibble of a gummy and I feel better, you know, but she still does not consider herself a cannabis user. So she was a big part of my inspiration for Elderflower, because it's like, well, how do you start to introduce the benefits of the plant to people who are just like, well, you know, they grew up on Reefer Madness, one of the best marketing campaigns of all time, right?
Yeah.
Mandy also mentioned THCV, which I'll just call out, you know, everyone talks about the munchies when you consume weed, and THCV is actually an appetite suppressant. So
give me some of that.
So there are some flower, there's some, you know, forms of the flower and strains of the flower, actually technically called cultivars of the flower, that are really high in THCV, and you won't get the munchies. So, you know, it's really about exploration and understanding. And like we said, the more we talk about cannabis, the more there is to talk about cannabis, because you get into it, you start to learn, and it's really a magical thing.
And the more you know, right? There's always that power in knowledge. We are talking cannabis on the show today. So don't go anywhere, because we will be back with more right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show.
listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Guys, we are talking all things cannabis on the show tonight. And I am learning so much. We've got Jen Newton from High Tea Life, Elderflower, and she's also the Chief Love Officer at Kind Magazine. And we've got Mandy Harlan. She is, get this guys, the Florida Marijuana Mentor and Educator. And she's also an educator for Elderflower. So before the break, Jen, you were talking about getting your mom started on CBD. And I think it's amazing because my mom is 70. She just turned 70 in August and she is all about her CBD. Like she is talking to her friends on the phone. Oh, you don't feel well? Oh, you should get some CBD. Oh, you can't sleep. Oh, have you tried CBD? Like, and I'm like, where? Like, this is like, you know, she immigrated here from Italy at the age of 19. English is her second language. And, you know, a lot of people look at her and thinking, oh, she's like hardcore Italian woman. But she is with it. She is so with it, hip and cool. And I love that she's embracing this and she's feeling so much better because of this magical plant. So, you know, Jen, you mentioned your mom. Mandy, you mentioned that your mom is actually, you know, your partner in crime when it comes to, you know, your education and educating the, what would you call it? The senior community there?
Yeah, the elders, the Elderflower.
Elderflower. What an amazing name, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. Let me just say, my mom is on more than CBD now. But CBD ended up being the walk, right? The bridge
Stepping
into
stone.
Her understanding. Yeah. And, you know, now she's using a little bit of THC if she can't sleep or if she's, you know, experiencing anxiety or she's getting upset. She's using a cooling roller on like a pulled muscle that's CBD and CBG blend, you know? So there's a bunch of different ways you can incorporate in your life. I think her skincare now has CBD in it, which is, it's an incredibly moisturizing property. But I actually think that cannabis and parenthood, especially cannabis motherhood, is kind of like the last frontier in terms of breaking down the stigmas around the yes. plant within culture. And in reality, you know, I mean, certainly cannabis is known to and proven to help, you know, people as they age through a multitude of ailments that we can prove, right? But for mothers specifically, cannabis can support you through all stages of motherhood. And I know it's a controversial topic, but from prenatal to, you know, experiences throughout the pregnancy, like extreme morning sickness, to postpartum, to breastfeeding, even to dealing with miscarriage, and then into yes. growing up and being a mother and dealing with the stresses of parenthood and rearing children and having someone else you're putting first. Cannabis can support you through all of that in a way that, you know, other things in society that we turn to more readily don't. And yet it seems to, you know, still involve this kind of cloud that we need to clear,
yeah,
you know, of stigma.
I totally agree. Like, honestly, I'm a mom of three. I talk about my three kids all the time. I call them little and on social all the time. They're terms of endearment. I love them. Don't get me wrong. But I keep it real. I keep it real. And sometimes it's just like, you're so stressed. And especially now with the pandemic, things are at an all-time high, right? And sometimes just taking a little bit just brings you back down to earth and you're present. And that is probably one of the best places that you can be with your kids, present, mm-hmm. just getting down on the floor with them and playing with them and enjoying without, like, you know, just freaking out and the worries and the stress, all of that stuff. So I am with you, Jen. I think that it's an important, you know, tool, or if you want to call it a tool, for moms, for parents in general. But I especially love the whole Elderflower talk and the elderly community mm-hmm. and that they're jumping on. Jen, you were mentioning before that the use of cannabis within that demographic is like one of the fastest growing, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it still is because I know the youth have gotten back on the train. But, you know, there was a large segment of time where the fastest growing segment of cannabis users were people in the elder or senior or 50 plus community, because the older you are, the more likely you are to experience an ailment proven amenable by cannabis. Okay, so boomers and seniors are actually the fastest growing segment of cannabis users, because the older we get, the more likely we are to acquire a condition that's amenable to pot. So there's empirical evidence that cannabis can help with arthritic pain, inflammation, neuropathic or nerve pain, PTSD, insomnia, chronic pain, chemotherapy-induced nausea, spasticity from MS, and then palliative and end-of-life care. So it's going to help whatever we're going through, because everybody's experiencing something. Truly.
Yeah. No, it's so true. Like, I don't know one person in my life that is not going through something, you know?
Exactly.
And Mandy, you were talking about the group that you've got with your mom out there in Florida. And what is it? You said 80, about 80 or 100?
So there's 100,000 residents. It's in the Villages, which is Ocala. And they have clubs for everything. I mean, literally everything. But my mom and I realized there was no medical marijuana club. And a lot of seniors are being forced by their doctors to use cannabis because they have to go off their opiates. They can no longer get their opiates. So some are coming to me kicking and screaming. But like, you know, a couple of weeks later are going, oh my God, why did it take me so long to get here? And some of them are coming to me very curious, wanting to take the journey to get onto something a lot more natural. And then some of them have been consuming since the 60s, and they just are looking for that community. They're looking for those like-minded people within the Villages.
Like, finally, club, the group we've been waiting for. Yes. Thank you, Mandy and Mom.
Where have you been?
So that is amazing. Like, honestly, it's helping so many people. And just that stigma, that stereotype, like, I want it gone. I want it gone, because honestly, it is a beautiful, magical plant that only brings good into our lives. So why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? We're talking cannabis on the show today. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Guys, we're talking cannabis. We're having fun here. We got Jen Newton, creator of High Tea Life and creator of Elderflower. She's also the chief love officer at Kind Magazine. And from Florida, we've got Mandy Harlan, the Florida marijuana mentor and educator. And she's also an educator for Elderflower. And off the air, I was just telling the ladies that I consumed a little too much. Earlier this week, I was actually on my stories, on Instagram stories. On Monday nights, I do originals versus covers. And originals versus covers is where I pick a song, the original, and then a cover of the song, and then everyone votes. But let's just say, prior to doing that, I was having a brainstorm meeting call with a friend of mine. And we were both smoking. Well, by the time I got off, I didn't realize how much I had smoked. It was a lot. And I was like, I am in no condition to go on stories and do my little music feature that I do on Monday nights. I put up
a story. That story.
Did you see my
story? I saw that story. I was like, I love it.
What were you smoking? They'll be like, well, where's the originals versus covers, Pina? So I put it up and I said, originals versus covers is being pushed to tomorrow because I'm currently too stoned to do stories.
I wondered if you'd taken an edible, because that's the only thing that takes me fully down.
Yeah,
maybe you should do an originals versus covers of like gray market weed versus legal weed. The different strains, like this pink kush versus this like pink that. Kush.
Oh, Jen, I'd like it. Maybe we need to get you and Mandy in on this. And we do
I'll do that session. I'll join that.
But yeah, you know what? To be honest.
Joint that.
To be honest, I don't even recall because I usually do take a little, like an edible at night, 10 milligrams, but it's THC. Okay. But I smoke so much that I don't remember what I did after. So I maybe popped one on top of that, but who knows, you know, who knows? We're just,
did you have a good sleep after that?
You know what? I was all right. I got to say, I was
okay.
All right. I was all right, you know, but you sleep know? Is a big thing for me. I mean,
me
good
too.
Quality sleep
for
you know?
Everybody, for truly everybody. If you ever do take too much C and you have the like heebie-jeebies or the willy-nillies or whatever you want to call them, the weirds, the best thing to do is actually take a big old dose of CBD and it'll sort of even out the THC overload in your body and kind of like help you process it.
Oh, see?
Yeah. I think you also need something in your stomach for that CBD to really process. But what was the other thing I was going to say?
Well, there's other ways to consume too. I think, you know, smoking is definitely the primary.
Yes.
But you know, that doesn't have to be your only. So let's say you were having a really hard day and you're like, okay, yeah, last time though, I smoked way too much and I didn't get done what I needed to get done. I'm not going to touch it tonight, but then you're still feeling, let's say you meditated, let's say you tried to relax in other ways, but you just couldn't get there. So there's other options too, which I think a lot of people don't realize. So like I was saying, I'll take a bath with a CBD bath bomb, or I have a warming tincture that I will put on the back of my neck.
Ooh,
so there's a lot of ways, and you can even like, let's say you're going to smoke a joint, you can mix herbs and flowers. So like I have a mix I just got with lavender in it. So then you're not consuming as much THC, but you're still getting that calming effect and you're able to use the plant in various ways.
And I think to Mandy's point, there's almost every way to consume it at this point. Like the industry is really caught up with the trends and the people and realizing that, you know, everybody is going to have a different preference or you might have multiple ways within your day that you want to integrate and use it. You might use a tea in the morning and that warming tincture or that cooling roller thing that I mentioned. You might take a bath with it. There's sex oils there. You can cook with it and eat with it. You can smoke it. You can, you know, explore oils. You can explore tinctures. You know, you can even wear a patch.
Yep.
Or put something under your tongue, like a sublingual strip that tastes like mint, like a breath mint.
That is amazing.
There's even suppositories for people who experience really tough cramps.
Endometriosis. Yes.
Yeah. You know, so you can really experience the benefits without, you know, oh God, I'm going up. I'm smoking up and I'm becoming a stoner. Like it's not that.
Oh, I've just become a pothead now. That's what I am
right? Pothead. But you know, you, like I said, my mom has cannabis products at multiple points throughout her day and still thinks she's not a cannabis consumer.
whatever
it takes, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, like, you know, I know some people who are like totally not about edibles, but I love my
I'm
edibles.
Not about edibles.
Yeah, I remember
it.
You saying that, you know,
not interested.
I love them. Mandy, you love them?
I love them. I bake them. I too got my mom off of sleeping pills by baking her edibles. So
Mandy and her own can
like a little
butter.
Treat and you,
yes,
you know,
exactly. And you
the
know,
benefits
people,
that go along with it.
Yeah. And people will say, oh, well, it's supposed to be medical. Why are you even eating it in a brownie? It's like, do you know how many pills I take every day? Do you know how nice it is to have a brownie be something that creates health and wellness, even if it's just a little piece of it? Absolutely.
I love it. And you guys are absolutely amazing. For those of you guys listening at home, honestly, if you have any questions on how to get started or any questions about what we discussed on the show today, by all means, reach out to Jen and Mandy. Guys, what are your handles or how can people reach you?
Yes. Hit us up if you have any questions at all. You can find me at High Tea Life. That's on Insta. That's our website. My email's on there. I'm Jen at High Tea Life. Hit us up in there. And also at Elderflower Life.
My Instagram, and I'm always happy to help. There is no question too small or silly that doesn't exist. So I am on Instagram, FL Marijuana Mentor. So that's FL like Florida, FL Marijuana Mentor. Or my website is floridamarijuanamentor.com. And you can email me directly, message me directly. And I'm a geek for cannabis. So I will sit and talk with you about it all day.
And ladies, there's an article in Kind Magazine that just came out this weekend, right?
Yes. It's all about elderflower. It's called A Family Affair, How to Talk to Your Parents or Grandparents About Pot. And it's really talking about intergenerational benefits of cannabis and how it can really help anybody. I interview Mandy in it and we go into elderflower a little bit more. So it's going to be amazing. And we have something really cool coming up for Kind Mag in Toronto in December.
Tell.
We invited you. I hope you're coming.
I am. I already got my ticket. Ooh-hoo. And it's a free ticket. Like, hello. Yes.
Tickets are free. It's a cannabis culture event. It's over 2 days. It's in Toronto. There's going to be like 30, 35 experiences from different LPs, and it's just going to be a vibe. So we're really excited.
You can hit up Kind Mag.
Kindmagazine.ca for tickets. It's called our winter fair, and you register now. Tickets are going fast because they're free, but you have the chance to win a $500 gift bag from Canna Cabana if you register.
I like it. Well, I will see you ladies there. Yes. But that is it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. And ladies, thank you so much for the information. I learned so much today. And I know that everyone listening at home also did. So again, guys, if you want to check them out, go check out their handles. If you want to listen back to any of the show, you can do so on our podcast. Just hit up iTunes or anywhere you listen to your podcast and you can listen back to the whole thing. Because why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah.
Well, I am off to spark a joint.
Yeah, same.
But we will catch you all next week right here on the Parenting
Show. Tolerance break is over.
I'm Pina Crispo for chicmama.ca and have a wonderful, amazing Sunday night.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.